Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Quick Brains, we did it. Episode 100. And in this episode, I'm going to share 10 takeaways that I've learned from previous episodes. Because as you know, this show began as our mission to be able to build better and brighter brains. And it's not so much an interview podcast show. It's really more of a masterclass. We design every single conversation, whether it's just me or me with a guest, to turn it into not just a conversation, but this is a how to get this kind of result. And so it's really a call to action to start from the beginning. And if you haven't listened to every episode, I promise you there are gems in there. There are real gems. In fact, I will say that the lesson, the treasure that you are seeking is probably hidden in the episode that you skipped. So listen to all the episodes because I created it, as you know, as an online academy, a mobile academy to galvanize your most valuable asset that you have, which is your brain. It controls everything. And so this is really meant to be an owner's manual on how to upgrade your brain, how to learn anything faster, and how to become limitless, how to unlock your true potential, because that's the quest that we're really on. The quest to reach our full potential, to be able to express it, to be able to share it. And so I'm going to share with you just 10 episodes, just to give you a highlight of some of the things that we've done along this journey. And if you've listened to these episodes already, then really let it sink in, because I believe what robs you of mastery and transformation is saying, oh, I know this already. And so you want to get really good at the basics and the fundamentals. And so let's go through just 10 of some of the interesting episodes that we've shared with you the past couple of years. So scrolling from the beginning, I'm going to talk about specifically the episodes I had guests on, because I know what I learned from my solo episodes. Episode number 15 on how to create a brand new habit with Dr. BJ Fogg from Stanford University. Now, remember, one of his students co-founded Instagram, and think about how habitual or addictive that is. And so, do you have a habit you want to start or stop? We did two episodes with him, and I really think this is important, because one of the through lines we have in Quick Brain is first you create your habits, then your habits create you. But why is it difficult to create a new habit? And why is it difficult to break a limiting habit? So he shared with you a formula called B equals M-A-T. B equals MAT, M-A-T, the behavior. So the B is the behavior. And that's the desired habit you want or the one that you have. So that's the behavior. The B equals M. M stands for motivation. And what we're saying here is you're more likely to stay on a course if you're motivated to do so, right? It's a lot easier to keep a habit of eating chocolate cake, sugar-free, gluten-free, if you're motivated to do so. Or if you want to work out, or if you want to journal, if your motivation is high and it's not static. On a scale of 0 to 10, you could rate yourself. Does it feel like a 5? Like, Jim, I want to meditate today, but my motivation is only a 3. And then what if you ask yourself, well, what do I need to do to make it a 5? What do I need to think about or maybe reward myself with? What's my incentive to be able to increase it? When the motivation is higher, you're more likely to get the initial B, which is the behavior. The A in BMAT stands for ability. What's the ability? That's your training. That's your competence, if you will. If you want the behavior of remembering names, it helps to have the training or the ability to be able to remember somebody's name. So that's where the system comes in. And finally, the T stands for trigger. And this is something that I want to shed a light to, because this is very practical. The trigger is the prompt that gets you to do the behavior. And it's wonderful, because if you want to stop a limiting behavior, like eating that chocolate cake, take that trigger out of your home. That makes sense. If you want to work out more often or read a book, make sure you have your running shoes right where you could see them, or the book right where you want to be able to read, because it creates a what? A trigger, and then you're more likely to do the behavior. episode number 25, Sleep Smarter, with our friend Sean Stevenson. This was a wonderful episode because sleep is so critical. Talking about habits, how do you feel when you get a bad night's sleep the next day? You don't have the focus, you can't think, you can't make good decisions. So we know the power of sleep. And he talked about many different lessons, and we've done multiple episodes with him and Dr. Michael Bruce, with Ben Greenfield, talking about the power of sleep. Now, a quick tip. The study he cited from Appalachian State University saying when's the best time to exercise, 7 a.m., 1 p.m., or 7 p.m.? The answer is what? Do you remember? Did you listen to that episode? If you haven't, you definitely want to get further instruction. 7 a.m. They found that the subjects that worked out at 7 a.m., and it doesn't have to be a full-blown workout. It can be just 4 minutes of calisthenics, just get the heart rate going. But practice working out at 7 a.m. and notice if there are outstanding results. Episode number 29, Goals Done Right, with Dr. Jeff Spencer. Now we talk about the habits, your sleep. What about setting goals? And we've all heard about SMART goals. And in this episode, Olympian Dr. Jeff Spencer, who also has trained many gold medalists, talks about it's great to have the SMART goals, but you really need to have the right goals. And if you haven't listened or watched this episode, you want to do that because really you need a goal in life because, as they say, you can't hit a target that you can't see. So the R is relevant. The I are your indicators. And after that, the G, if you will, is the gravity of the actual goal. Like what's pulling you when you're thinking about or feeling that specific goal. The H is the height. And finally, the T stands for time. The other episode I would listen to when it comes to Dr. Jeff Spencer is episode number 31 on the power of grit. Because we are at times where we're facing adversity, where we want to be able to push through, but what is grit exactly? And how is it different from willpower? And how do you, when people say, don't give up, how do you actually do that? Listen to that episode. It's about the difference between being persistent and being consistent. If you're persistent, you can get it, but if you're consistent, you could keep it. All right, next, episode number 35, 36, and 37, how to supercharge your brain and your life, with New York Times bestselling author Brendon Burchard. In these episodes, we break down the 10 drives that make you feel alive. So if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure you download all and definitely apply it. It'll make certain things obvious. If you feel tired or you don't feel inspired, re-listen to those three episodes. Episode number 38, Eliminate Stress and Make Anxiety Disappear, with Nick Ortner. Now, if you haven't listened to this episode, I actually recommend for this one you watch this. We did a video, and this is all about the power of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, where you can tap limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, and disempowering emotions away. So you can listen to it, certainly, because he does a great job doing it based on what you hear. But if you can watch it on video, and all our show notes, jimquick.com/notes, we have videos of most of our podcast episodes. So this one, he actually demonstrates the different tapping points on your body, the meridian points, and walks you through a process, but he'll actually guide you as you think of a negative belief, and you just could feel it, and you rate the level of pain or anxiety or stress around a specific thought or behavior or a situation, and then you go through the tapping, and then you rate yourself again. And it's remarkable to be able to see the progression and how you could actually transcend the things that are holding you back, dealing with these emotional freedom, these points, if you will. And if you like that episode, also refer to episode number 39, where we bring Nick back to talk about eliminating negative thoughts and negative beliefs. Very powerful stuff. Next, episode number 43, The Best Time to Do Anything, with Dr. Michael Bruce. Now, Dr. Bruce is an expert on sleep. He's extraordinary about this. In this episode, though, people are always talking about the why or the what or the how. In this episode, we talk about his book, The Power of When. And it's a real masterclass in this thing called chronotypes. Chronotype is like a body type. And because your body, everyone's a little bit different, we express our hormone production. And so based on those hormones, There are different time types, if you will, and you can identify the best time to do certain things. And so the four chronotypes, you have an early bird and a night owl. Which one do you identify with more? The early bird, he calls a lion. The night owl, he calls a wolf. And then there's a bear and there's a dolphin, and then you go through this whole assessment. If you haven't listened to this, the reason why it's important is because it's not just reading, but it's when's the best time to actually, based on my body type, to read, to check my email, to be able to maybe work out, to be able to go to sleep, to do all these different things. And so once you know the power of when, you know when you're gonna get the most return on the most important investment you have, which is your time and your attention. Episodes number 51 and 52, I wanna highlight. This is how to fix a broken brain. A lot of the questions we get are, Jim, I can identify with what you went through, or I'm suffering from these conditions or struggling with this, or my child has this. And here we bring in Dr. Mark Hyman, who's the New York Times bestselling author of 11 books and also the founder of that Broken Brain series, which I was a part of. And so we did two episodes on how to fix a broken brain. In the first one, we talk about things to add, and we also talked about things to take away. And we did this whole thing, he shared a whole process for detoxing, getting rid of the toxins in your brain and your body, which your brain is obviously part of your body. Foods like broccoli, foods like garlic that help detoxify. We talk about the power of heat therapy and saunas. And when you go through a sauna, using like charcoal afterwards to help pull out the toxins out of your body. So Dr. Mark Hyman is an expert in this field. And if this resonates with you, make sure you listen or re-listen to those episodes. Episode number 55, creating smart learning organizations and teams with Vishen Lakhiani. Now, this was a really popular episode because many of you have relationships, whether it's with work or with your family, and you're thinking, how do I get them committed to really utilize all this incredible resource, this human capital, if you will? How do we find their passions so that they feel lit up when they're working? And here he shows a model, a framework, if you will, to help people define more of their drives, goal setting around three things. Number one, it was around experiences. What experiences do your team want to be able to enjoy? Number two, growth. Who do they have to become in order to be able to experience those experiences, if you will? So their growth goals. And then finally, the third one are their impact or their contribution goals that drive them. So when they're growing, they have more to be able to what? Give. Because I really do believe the process is you learn to earn so you can return. Learn, earn, return. It's be, do, have, share, right? And because once you be a certain thing or you believe a certain thing, you can do those activities or those behaviors and get, have those results, whatever those results might be. And then finally, what do you want to do with those? You want to share them with other people because we talk about the power of giving. In our episode, we talked about the four G's, about growth, about grit, about gratitude, and the power of giving, and how it rewires your nervous system, and how altruism, the power of altruism, which we talked about in another episode, it helps you stay in the, what they call that flow state. So if you haven't listened to this episode with Vishen Lakhiani, highly recommend. If you have a team, you have a family that you want to get really passionate about learning and growing and contributing, this would be the episode. And episode number 79, using the power of your imagination for more courage, more creativity, and more what? Change. Because a lot of people, they want to change something in their life. And we brought on Beth Comstock, former vice chair of General Electric, an incredible learning leader, you know, a learning leader, someone who learns all the time so they can lead at the highest level. I mean, at the time, she had over 300,000 employees, and it was all about using imagination at work and in your life. And she talked about failure and the power of making mistakes and how to free yourself from the concern of making mistakes with other people, because she, as an introvert, would sit in boardrooms and she would have these ideas. But how do you use your imagination in a way that feels good for you to have courage to be able to express those ideas and be willing to make a mistake? In fact, when we talk about mistakes, it's like mistakes don't make you. You make mistakes, but they don't make you. And she said, if failure is not an option, then neither is success. And so reframe what failure is. When you take a child and he or she falls 5, 6, 7 times, they don't give up. They don't like, oh, I'm not going to walk anymore, right? But as adults, sometimes we do this because we suffer from this learned helplessness. So I would encourage you, if you want to use imagination and put it toward work, towards your life, towards your career, to have greater courage, to have greater creativity, or make bigger changes in your life, re-listen to that episode. Now, you see the through line of what I'm talking about in these 10. There are many more, obviously, that we could pull out of this. I would recommend you go to the ones that really inspire you the most, the one that you feel pulled towards. The one thing all these experts would agree on is that knowledge is not power. That only becomes power when you what? When you utilize it. Because all the podcasts and episodes and coaching and even all our speed reading and online programs, none of it works unless you work. And so what I encourage you is put this to use. And to help you to be able to do that, over the next few weeks, we're gonna do something really special. We're gonna create a quick challenge. You could actually go to quickchallenge.com. If you want inspiration and motivation to be able to take on new things and change your habits and to do the things that I just talked about in this episode, we're gonna make a free challenge where every single week, I'm gonna give you a new challenge and we're all gonna do it together. And there'll be prizes because, as you know, many of you are doing our one book a week challenge, which we've done for a couple of years now, where every single week we send out books and Amazon gift cards for people who post pictures of the books that they're reading and share their big ahas with everybody else. We want you to fall in love with learning again. So if you wanna be part of this quick challenge and put this knowledge into action and turn it into real power, because knowing is half the battle, but applying is the other half. So go to quickchallenge.com, K-W-I-K-challenge.com. You get all the details there and we'll go through every single week. I'll challenge you to get to the next level of your learning and also to your life. Take a screenshot of this, share your big aha from this, your favorite episodes, if you have a favorite episode. And thank you again for making this podcast so successful. Every time you listen to it, every time you share it, every time you subscribe or leave a review, our team, it's the biggest joy we have because we know what's in this podcast and we know what's in you. You know, as I say, your life is like an egg. That if it's broken by an outside force, life ends. But if it's broken by an inside force, life begins. Great things begin on the inside and you have greatness inside of you. You have genius inside of you. And today be a great time to let it out. I'll see you in the next episode.
Want to double your brain speed and memory power? If you'd like to learn rapidly and get ahead faster, I'd like to give you my brand new Quick Brain Accelerator program. You will discover exactly what I teach my clients to learn, read, and remember anything in half the time. There is no charge. It's my gift to you for being one of our subscribers. That's kwikbrain.com. Growing up struggling with learning challenges from a childhood brain injury, it's been my life's mission to help you have your very best brain so you can win more every single day. Now, want more Quick Brain? Here are 4 ways to fast track your results and lock in what you just learned into your long-term memory. Remember FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for Facebook. You're not alone on this journey. I invite you to join our free private online group. There you can connect with me, your fellow brain lovers, links to resources, and even submit your questions for me to answer in future episodes. Go to quickbrain.com. That's K-W-I-K-brain.com. The A stands for apply. Act on what you learned today. Remember, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It only becomes power when you use it. So use what you just learned. The S stands for subscribe. Don't miss the next episode and other free brain training. And finally, the T stands for teach. You want to learn faster now? The key is to lock it in right away by teaching it to someone else. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Here's a simple way to do that. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review with your biggest takeaway from this episode. You could also post and share this podcast on your social media. It helps us spread our mission of building better, brighter brains. And of course, tag us so our team can properly thank you. Hashtag QuickBrain, K-W-I-K brain. Mine is at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, what does FAST stand for? Facebook, apply, subscribe, teach. I'll see you in our next episode of Quick Brain. Until then, remember, you are faster and smarter than you think.